Hello, my ladies and germs. Welcome back to Gateway to the Gameway. Today's episode, Pepsi Man. Ready? Go. First thing, this game has marketing everywhere. This game was made somewhere in the 90s. I don't know. I'm not looking that up because I gotta record an episode. It was early somewhere between 1995 and 1999. And it was made to promote Pepsi. It was released in Japan, but for some reason had a weird thing where it was compatible with NTSC. It was released to the PlayStation. So basically, if you went to Japan, then I hope you have a bring your PlayStation because it was playable. Alright, enough of that. But first thing, it's okay for it's a runner game and like Subway Surfer. Minus the microtransactions. It's like, I mean, the weird thing is there's cutscenes, pre-recorded cutscenes, but for some reason, the cutscenes are recorded in English, but the subtitles are in Japanese. Why couldn't you just make it where since it wasn't going to be released in Japan, I guess you could have made it where it was just Japanese, but now that I think about it, it was also made for NTSC PlayStations, which I'm guessing that's why they made it, you know, English, because they realized, we're going to make this compatible with a Japanese PlayStation and a American PlayStation, so we might as well make the recorded lines, you know, in English, but I doubt that because of the Pepsi Man commercials, which this is how in Japan, how Pepsi was able to promote Pepsi Man. Well, Pepsi, not Pepsi Man. Pepsi Man was the mascot. It was all in English. Well, I mean, the game, for being a PlayStation 1 game, it is okay. I mean, it runs at an okay frame rate. But, like, it goes overboard with the advertisement. Like, the whole thing was made to advertise Pepsi, but it's all over the place. There's billboards that say, drink Pepsi. The collectibles are Pepsi. The obstacles are Pepsi themed. There's everything that is about Pepsi, and most of the missions, which is the levels, are things less like, this person needs a Pepsi, or it's like, one of the missions is a burning building. The firemen can help the people on top of the building. I mean, they're probably not going to die, okay, but they're going to dehydrate, so I might as well risk my life in a downtown of where Pepsi Land, I guess, just to risk my life in a bunch of obstacles to toss a bunch of people cans of Pepsi. And last time I heard Pepsi causes soda or pop causes dehydration, so what's the point? You're just killing the meat quicker. But that's just kind of weird. I mean, it's just the same thing. I mean, it's just like an obstacle is Pepsi themed running down something. I mean, one of the bonus themes is you're being chased down by a gigantic bottle of Pepsi while the side is cans of Pepsi while you're collecting cans of Pepsi. It's cans of Pepsi Mania there. But I can't really recommend this because, I mean, it's okay for being a runner, but, like, for me, it's just way too much advertising for one game. Here's a great example of a product placement or a game that was made to advertise a product done well, and that's Chex Quest. I mean, the whole thing was made by Chex. It was supposed to be a Doom clone mostly, but like it didn't make every single thing, all the enemies Chex related. I mean, the your character's force, I guess you call it, like an army thing, would like be the Chex squadron, and your armor is Chex based, but like it's not like build like walls were covered with the word Chex and buy our Chex. It was very subtle. I mean, you would see the word Chex, but like, not as much. It would be very subtle. Pepsi Man was being like, Pepsi, 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 buy Pepsi, buy Pepsi or die, Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. There was no subtlety to it. It was just flat out in your face, nonstop Pepsi advertisement. I know that that's the whole point of the game, but, like, they add too much to it. I mean, in my opinion, it's mixed for me. It's great, I like the idea of that, but just way too much advertising. Like, there's way too much product placement in this, even though the whole thing's Pepsi-based. All the missions are Pepsi-based. All the billboards, obstacles, and collectibles are Pepsi-based. Really? Like, well, that's it for me. See ya.